Kia ora, Giles. And there has been a standout profit result for Sky City.
Kia ora to you, Marnie. Yes, we've had a deluge of results today. And looking at Sky Television at the top of the pile, its half-year profit has more than tripled as it cut costs to counter falling revenue. And the pay television operator posted a profit of $39.5 million. That compares with just under $12 million a year ago. Sky's revenues continue to fall, down 7%, $360 million for the period, as fewer consumers use its set-top box, but it outstripped the lift in consumers using its streaming service. Satellite television revenues also down 9%, pointing to a lower spend on additional services by consumers. The chief executive of Sky TV, Sophie Maloney, says it needs to stay the course while improving services.
The second half sees an uplift in our programming rights cost line, which means that stabilising our revenue remains a clear priority, as is reducing our overall cost base. So, how are we going to do that? Well, put simply, we're going to do that by focusing on what matters most for our customers. And what is that? Well, again, it's pretty simple in my view. It's easy, reliable access to the content they want to watch in ways that work for them.
Sky TV Chief Executive Sophie Maloney. Rural services company PTT Wrightson has benefited from a combination of circumstances to lift its half-year profit. Bottom line is up about 40% to $18 million, with strong sales across the board for its retail, livestock and real estate businesses. Chief Executive Steve Guerin says the strength of the agricultural sector during the pandemic has helped the company to readjust and find its feet after it sold its seeds business a couple of years ago.
We have weathered the storm of COVID. We have continued to provide great service to our customers. We have been assisted by the demand for New Zealand commodities because they are seen as good quality. There is certainly more consumption in the home markets, in the domestic markets. So that's certainly pleasing. And our farming community, we've seen good strong demand in dairy prices. And that's certainly assisted us and our farmer clients. So that's great to see.
Steve Guerin, Chief Executive of PTT Wrightson. Company has also resumed paying dividends, which was suspended last year, and it's sticking with a forecast of full-year operating earnings around the $57 million mark. And there'll be more on the result from PTT Wrightson in the Rural News just after 12:30 headlines. And staying with company announcements, strong housing markets lifted the profits of the retirement village operator Somerset. Net profit of nearly $231 million for the year ended December. That's up about a third on the year before. Leaving out property value gains of around $220 million, the underlying profit was down about 7% to just over $98 million. And that was in part because of the higher costs it had in keeping COVID-19 out of the villages. But it's finding record sales of units as the pandemic has people looking towards the safety and security of retirement villages. Somerset's Chief Executive Julian Cook says after a difficult first half of the year, it was positive to see strong record unit sales towards the end of the year.
I think it was pleasing. I think we always have known pre-COVID that our business is, well positioned in the market with a good range of villages offering, some very good product at what we think is very good pricing. We also knew through COVID that if the country came out the other side of that well, and we as a village operator and a care operator were able to look after our residents and staff well, that would put us in good stead. What has probably surprised us a bit has been the strength of the property market, which doesn't necessarily help us directly, but it certainly makes it a lot easier for incoming residents to sell their home. So that's always positive.
The outgoing Chief Executive of Somerset, Julian Cook. Last but not least in the earnings coverage this afternoon, power company Mercury has lifted its half-year profit on the back of an asset sale and in the face of a fall in generation and customers. Profit rose by more than half on last year to $130 million. $40 million of that was the gain from a sale of a geothermal station in California. Mercury's been able to increase its margins and reduce its costs, but the chief executive, Vince Hawksworth, says dry weather will push up prices.
We're seeing the wholesale market certainly tightening, both as a combination of hydro inflows, but also as a result of less certainty around gas security. So we manage that very carefully. On the customer front, yes, we always would like to keep our customers. Competition is fierce and it remains fierce. What we have managed to do across all of our customer portfolio is manage the yield from that very well.
Vince Hawksworth, the Chief Executive of Mercury Energy. Company's trimmed its full-year earnings forecast to $520 million. That's down about $15 million on its previous guidance. Well, let's catch up and see how the market's treated those results with Kyle Edmonds of Jarden Securities. Good afternoon to you, Kyle.
Afternoon, Giles.
Well, we had a flood of them there this morning, the earnings reports. How's the market digesting them?
Market's off a touch, down 0.283% to sit at 12,391 at the moment. A bit of a mixed bag for those that had results today. Mercury Energy is down 16 cents to $6.22. Vector's down 4 cents to $4.18. Sky TV is flat at 18 cents. On the flip side, Somerset's up 8 cents to $12.65, and PGG Wrightson's up 5.65% or 19 cents to $3.55.
How's it looking in Australia?
Your soft opening over there, so they're down 0.06% or 4 points to sit at 6,776 for the open.
Which takes us to the currency, which got a bit of a boost in the arm after that credit rating upgrade yesterday. Has it held on to it?
Not so. It's off a touch, actually, against the US dollar. It's sitting at 0.7328, against the Aussie 0.9251, against the pound 0.5209, against the euro 0.6027, against the Japanese yen 77 flat. Against the Chinese yuan, 4.7391.
Which takes us to interest rates, oil and gold.
Sure thing. NZD TWY is 75.49. The three-month bank bill is 0.3. Brent crude sitting at 65.24. And gold is 1808 an ounce.
Thank you very much. That's Kyle Edmonds from Jarden Securities. Kyle did mention there Vector, the Auckland-based lines company. It also reported its earnings this morning, half-year profit of $102.1 million, up about 27% on the year before. And the freight company, TIL Logistics, back in the black after last year's struggles. Net profit for the 6 months ended December, $2 million, compared with the previous year's $2 million loss. And time just to tell you that retail sales down in the final 3 months of last year, volumes, which leaves aside any price movements, fell 2.7% in the December quarter.